Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio. Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad. The Diva Squad.
Hey, hey, it's Lavina, the Divine Queen. There's nothing better to do on Wednesday night than spend my time with the Diva Squad, chilling, 7 to 9 p.m. Love Fantasy. Butter, 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 butter.
GQ Palace Radio.
You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio, Love Fantasy, with the Diva Squad, the Diva Squad.
Hey, hey, it's Lavina, the Divine Queen. There's nothing better to do on Wednesday night than spend my time with the Diva Squad, chilling, 7 to 9 p.m., Love Fantasy, butter, 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 butter.
The Diva Squad, the Diva Squad. You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio, Love Fantasy, with the Diva Squad, the Diva Squad.
Hey, hey,
it's Lavina, the Divine Queen. There's nothing better to do on Wednesday nights than spend my time with the Diva Squad, chilling, 7 to 9 p.m., Love Fantasy. Butter, 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 butter.
GQ Palace.
The Diva Squad.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This Shay. And I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesdays, talking about our love fantasy. Shout out to the GQ Palace. It's Butter Baby.
GQ Palace.
Come on, you disco lady. Yeah, stay with me tonight, mama. Yeah.
If you hear any noise, it's the boys who play tonight. Uh-huh. Gonna sip our ladies' night, sipping our ladies' night. Gonna sip our ladies' night, sipping our ladies' night.
Hey, yo, this is the mayor. When I'm not giving it to people on the sports tip, man, let me know what time it really is in the world of sports. I'm checking out the Diva Squad, man, every Wednesday on GQ Palace Radio. Get with the program.
We don't allow the cursing because we do sometimes have younger people, And that's what our show is not about anyway. But anyway, we're back here again, ready to do it up, as always.
That's right, ready to get it popping for the Diva Squad.
So
Diva,
how was y'all Diva's week so far? How's the week been?
Mine was all right so far. I actually got to babysit my brand new 6-week-old nephew today.
Oh, wow.
Congratulations.
Nice. Thank you. We call him our little chocolate drop, because I don't think I've ever seen a baby so dark skinned.
No, I love it.
So handsome.
You know what? That's what my grandbaby was real. I mean, normally when they come out, they're not that dark.
Mm-hmm.
But this one, he was chocolate too, and I'm like, whoa, hold on.
I love a chocolate little baby.
Yeah.
I can't call him black, so I call him Brack. Little
black
boy.
Yes.
Oh, Rachel, how was your birthday?
Yes.
Oh, my birthday was wonderful. I worked 16 hours that day and then had to be late to the top the next morning. So it was wonderful.
I know that's right. You're around to talk about it.
I'm grateful that I'm able to see another year. I've made it to the 40 and over.
I know that's right.
I'm grateful that I made it, and I'm healthy, and I'm feeling good, and I had a great day. I was in a good mood all day, so I can't complain.
That's definitely what's up. My week has been good, too. I can't complain about my week, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I've been going to work. I thank God for my job, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Got people out struggling to find employment, so, is what it is.
I mean, because it ain't even easy to get in McDonald's no more.
It's
sad, but it's not easy getting nothing anymore.
I know that.
No, I remember back in the day I worked a job, and all you needed was a driver license to get in there.
Right, you ain't even need no high school diploma, GED, none of that.
Right. Whether it was suspended or not, as long as you had a picture ID. Now, with my new job, which is the same exact type of work, like some 15 years later, I have to do fingerprint, license check, alcohol testing, all sorts of testing before I got in the door. I walk in the door exhausted before I even saw my first
day. I know that's right. Exhausted from all the testing. Hey, got it?
Yes. Good grief. And sweating. Yeah. Walk through the door sweating. Goodness. I'm grateful that God has blessed me.
Yeah, I'm
glad
everybody, has had a pleasant week so far. I had two doctor's appointments this morning, and it just feel like I'm just drained.
Okay.
And I had to have their little injection, because I'm going out of town this weekend. And I'm like, oh, I don't want to do this. I'm up here screaming before the man even give me the injection.
Oh, wow. Are you scared of the needle?
Me and needles are not the best of friends.
Oh, Lord.
No, just know that it's going to take 2 seconds and it's going to be done. 2 seconds.
But we all got to get it together first. I don't like them people.
You don't like them.
Well, I'm one of those people that draw blood, but I'm pretty good at it, sis.
My daughter is too, and that's the reason she started being a phlebotomist, because of me.
And always talking about,
let me practice. Oh, girl, bye.
Yeah.
you think they say that you ain't never got your butt whooped by your mama. You got to get a serious one now. And you
run feet down.
I've been knocked down the down some steps or something.
You crazy
with a needle.
I know that.
If we don't have any more announcements or anything, y'all ready to get it on and popping?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, yes.
Can we hear a drum roll or drop the bomb or something? There it is. Loose me.
Yeah, okay. So, well, with that said, with that bomb dropped, yeah, now it's time to get our show started. So we get ready to give y'all these interesting, very interesting topics.
And funny.
They're really interesting topics. And the first topic is, if your mate broke up with you for absolutely no reason at all, or no reason to your knowledge, would you rather them do it face-to-face or via text? Now, the second question is, in starting a new relationship, should you give up your personal social networking sites for your new mate? And our last one is, if you join a group on Facebook or such, and once you got accepted and you saw a picture of your mate fucking naked, what would you do? How would you react and how would you handle that situation?
Oh, my.
Oh, my gosh.
And I got a surprise one for you. Wait a minute, I got a surprise one for you.
Okay.
If your date came to pick you up and you had to climb through the window of a car to get in, would you still go on that date? Let's get crazy with it.
Oh my gosh, T, wait a minute, rewind. Who's picking me up right from the
start? If your date came to pick you up and you had to climb through the window of the car to get in, would you still go on that date?
Wow. Well, listen, folks, this is how it goes down over here at the GQ Palace Squad. You dial at 646-438-38. Press that one. We want to really hear some feedback on these questions today, because this is some serious stuff out here. There's some serious answering going on. I just don't know today.
Okay, but listen, Divas. What we going to do? We ain't going to no song. Guess what we going to do? We going to a commercial. How about that?
Let's go. Right. Let's get it.
All right, and when we come back, y'all be ready to press that one, because
that's
we
right.
know that y'all want to get in on this.
That's right. We opening them up.
So hold that phone. We'll be right back.
GQ Palace. GQ Palace.
That's a brand name. Like Pepsi, that's a brand name. I stand behind it. I guarantee it. They know that, even if they don't know me any more than they know the chairman of General Mills.
GQ Palace Radio, taking the world by storm. We on over 15 different websites. 65,000 listeners and still rising within 2 years. 8 different episodes, 11 different hosts. On Mondays from 8 to 9 p.m., we have UAR, Unsigned Artist Radio, where we're playing nothing but the hottest pioneers and unsigned artist material never heard before. Then right after UAR, from 9 to 11, we have Love, Life, and Loyalty with Ms. Deanne Lane. Then on Tuesdays, we coming at y'all with the mayor, GPS, GQ Palace Sports, from 8 to 10 p.m. as he bring you the bigger picture, doing it how he say it, hard body karate. Then on Wednesdays, we hitting y'all with Love Fantasy, with 3 of the hottest females on radio right now, Angie, Rachel, and T, the Diva Squad, from 7 to 9 p.m. as they discuss their grown and sexy topics and play nothing but the hottest old and new slow jams and R&B. Then on Thursdays, they're back, Tiffany Belvin, Reality and Relationships, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. as they bring you that truth to the matter feedback on relationship and let you know what's going on in the world of the news today. Then we hitting y'all on Friday with Love and Entertainment with Rich Money from 6 to 9 p.m. as you get random guests for the GQ General Question, interview up-and-coming artists, and special guest appearance by some of the biggest names in the industry. That's 6 to 9 p.m. Love and Entertainment with Rich Money. Then on Sunday, you have
the blessed Lord. We have Miss Lavina Polite coming at you with some of the most powerful evangelists, ministers, pastors, and elders, sending out prayers, quoting scriptures of the Bible, playing gospel music. Feel free to call in and give your testimony as well. And last but not least, from 9 to 10, we have GQ Palace Radio Crossroads Temple for Brother Timmy Scribby Hunter as he interviews the best gospel and hip-hop gospel music. All shows, one number, one link, toll-free, 646-200-3838. Press 1 to go on the air, or you can stay on the line to hear the show. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, www.facebook.com/GQ Palace Radio. That's GEEQUE Palace Radio. Also, you can like us on the magazine, Facebook, www.facebook.com/GQ Palace Magazine. Like our website at www.GEEQUE002.wix.com/GQ Palace Magazine. Remember, that's GEEQUE002.wix.com/GQ Palace. Radio, we doing big things. We taking it to the next level. GQ Palace Radio, love and entertainment.
GQ Palace. GQ Palace. GQ Palace.
That's a brand name. Like Pepsi, that's a brand name. I stand behind it. I guarantee it. They know that, even if they don't know me any more than they know the chairman of General Mills.
You're beautiful, yes.
Don't forget, it's going down April 27th, 2014, Nonstop Media Superstar Sunday at Club Allure, 3302 Queens Boulevard. Special guest judges, Coco Chanel, Jazzy Joyce, Cuban Link, our very own featured host for the feature acts, Rich Money, our showcase host, Steph Lover. Is going to be crazy. $1,000 in hard cold cash. Also get your chance to be put in a magazine, GQ Palace Magazine, and on the air, GQ Palace Radio with your host, Rich Money. It's going down. You don't want to miss this. It's butter.
This show, GQ Palace, doing great big things.
Big things.
Before we go any further, I want to take a moment of silence and everybody pray for our CEO, Lavina Polite's family. She has death in the family, a loss of an uncle. And at this time, I would like to take a moment of silence for her and her family, which is our CEO. Lavina Polite is our CEO. So let's take a moment of silence for her, please. Amen. Yes. Those is on the phone. Please keep her and as our CEO as well, which is her fiance, keep them in prayer as they'll be traveling this weekend.
Amen. Okay. Amen.
Executive producer. My bad. Executive producer. She's the executive producer.
I was waiting. I knew you were correct.
We knew you meant. Her fiance is the CEO.
Yes.
Okay.
It's a family business round.
So, when I think about her, she's going through it, so that's why I'm asking everyone to please keep her in your prayers, her and Rich Money, and, her family and everything for safe traveling as well. Okay.
Yes, indeed. And shout out to Rich Money. We're not trying to give you a spot away, Rich.
Listen, what's his is hers, and what's hers is his, so it don't go.
But let's go, Diva.
See, now like you said, the phone lines are open. But in order to get on the air with us, the Divas, you're gonna have to press that one. You're gonna have to press the one. The number is 646 200-3838. If you're on your PC and you just decide that you want to sit back and listen, kick up your feet and let's get a popping on here.
Yes, yes, let's get it on and popping with these exciting topics that we got going on tonight. And Miss D threw a little monkey wrench up in there. That just got me over here, like my face stuck, like, on it. Who would do that? Oh, my gosh. Well, I am going to read the questions again for those who are just tuning in to the Diva Squad here. The first topic is, the first question is, if your mate broke up with you for no reason at all, no reason to your knowledge, would you rather it face-to-face or via text message? And the two, and when starting out in a new relationship, would you give up your personal social networking site for your new mate? And the third question is, if you join a new group on Facebook or any other social networking site, and you accepted the invitation, and you then, once you got on the site, you saw a naked picture of your mate, what would you do? How would you handle that situation? And
Get that monkey wrench.
Girl.
Okay. If your date came to pick you up and you had to climb through the window of the car to get in, would you still go on that date? And this is for men and women, because women can pick up the man too.
Yeah, that's right.
So
that's
let's
right.
do this.
M-G.
Oh, you know what? I want to go first, and I want to do the monkey wrench first.
Okay. If you want to go first and do that monkey wrench, you go on, girl.
Listen.
See,
bad as my knees are, I ain't climbing over no seat, so I definitely ain't climbing through no window. Bye, boy. Go rent a car. Go get your friend's car or something. I ain't going. And we ain't going on the bus either.
Ain't no calling no cabs, ain't
no. So see, first off, I'm gonna be like, hold up, what's this Bonnie and Clyde mess?
It's Duke Hazzy, Daisy Duke. You know, I guess they figured, shoot, Daisy Duke could do it with Daisy Dukes on. Why you can't climb through the window with your stilettos on?
The only way I would do that is if it were behind closed doors, role playing.
But wait a minute, what you gonna do when it's time to get out and you in a public place?
No.
Try to walk around the corner, down the block, over two blocks.
And this ain't no convertible either.
No way. Listen, if you got a car, if your door ain't opening, you better borrow somebody's car to come pick me up. What I do, like, still cleaned up and got to climb through the door go on window?
Really?
Oh, my gosh. People, y'all hear that? You had to climb through the window. Now, that's the definition of ratchet for anybody who don't know. That's one example of ratchetness.
Exactly.
Oh,
no, as you say, that's a hood booger for real.
That's a hood booger move right there, girl.
Yes.
Oh, my God. But
okay.
The thing is, somebody that actually had the nerve to pull up with something like that, that's what. That's
you know what? Maybe when I was younger.
Excuse me. You got to excuse the door won't open as wide, but you got to climb through the window.
When I was younger, I might have did that.
You know, when you're a teenager or something, and then tell the story about it later.
Just the point of it, you know, being my boyfriend and we in a car. But now, when you get past 30, bye, boy.
Listen.
You better go on somewhere with yourself.
I call myself going on a rebound date one time, thinking, okay, this is a grown man. He's older than me, more than 10 years. Oh, it's going to be all right. A rebound date now, because I was mad. And it was winter, so he came to pick me up. Nice
truck, sound nice. I open the door. He tosses me a blanket, talk about I ain't got no heat in the car.
Now you know that.
Oh, my goodness. So that date, nor did that relationship go well. Anyway, we have our first caller of the night. Let me throw a monkey wrench in the game. Barry, are you there?
Hello, ladies.
Hey, Barry.
How you doing?
What's going on?
Now, I'm on the way to Atlanta, but I didn't hear the topic question, but I can only stay on for like 10 minutes. What are you guys talking about?
We have a few things going on, but
okay.
Right now is and when starting if you're starting a new relationship, should you give up your personal social networking site for your new mate? That's number one. Number two, if your mate broke up with you for absolutely no reason, would you rather it be face to face or via text message? And number three, what if you joined a group on Facebook or such, and once you got accepted, you saw a naked picture of your mate on the site? What would you do? How would you handle that? And then we have a monkey wrench question.
How many questions is it?
It's four. The monkey wrench is
four tonight.
So you don't even have time to even sit and indulge with us tonight. But
if your date came to pick you up and you had to climb through the window of a car to get in, would you still hold that date? Well, see, I answered that one for you, Barry. You wouldn't be able to. Well, you could just step in the car, so it wouldn't even matter.
Wow.
Six. Oh,
yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
Anywho, go ahead. Baby.
Oh, there you are. Dang.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm 6'5", 6'6", yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. He ain't even fit in nobody's car. He got to get in one of those big SUVs.
Sure. Hey, he need a truck. Ain't no car.
Yeah. Barry,
that's why I say a convertible for him.
Yes.
Would the car have a sunroof?
The door didn't work, so you got to climb through the window, honey. The window. If she picked you up in a car that you had to climb through the window to get in because her door was broke, would you still go on the date?
No, I would climb in the window and climb out the other one and keep it moving.
in one window and out the other. You know what? I ain't first climbing in there.
Listen.
That's the only way that he gonna be able to fit in the car anyway, so he might as well go through the other one. Oh, my gosh.
I would definitely not go on that date unless that person decided to get on the passenger side and let me drive. I'm not climbing into anything.
Right. Oh no, we gotta take a rain check on this date.
Yeah.
Well, Rachel, you said you went on a rebound date and you got in the car and he threw you a blanket for real?
Threw me a blanket talking about it's winter. I have no heat,
uh-huh.
So here you're gonna have to use this.
Yeah. Oh man.
That's ghetto
too. That had to be a rebound date.
That was a rebound date. I called myself on a rebound date. I was upset, mad.
Yeah, thought you were doing something, right?
I thought I was talking for the ego. I'm short there.
Not knowing you were gonna get out with frostbite.
Oh my God. Stupid me. Stupid me, I wanted to say it anyway. I was freezing. Oh, my goodness.
Sure.
I didn't have any socks on trying to be cute. Oh, my feet froze. I couldn't even walk.
Okay, where did you go?
Yeah, but where was the date on, Rachel? Where did you go to? Did he take you to some place nice?
It was a really nice dinner date.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, it was the person was whack, and it was just a horrible... You know, date. I never should have went. The person dressed dunk, and it was just it was horrible.
Oh my gosh!
So I should pay attention to that red flag in the beginning by him not having any heat in the car.
Okay, what was the first question again? Because what was it again?
When starting a new relationship, should you give up your personal social networking site for your new mates?
No.
Okay.
No. I mean, because, no, you shouldn't have to. I mean, whatever you, you don't need to change for anybody. So if you do, if somebody tries to change you, you got to be yourself, really. That's
yeah.
what I feel.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
That's fair. Okay, now, if your mate broke up with you for absolutely no reason, would you rather it be face-to-face or via text message?
Face-to-face.
Yeah.
You gotta see the person's expression, because you could have text anything, and that's really a coward way. But sometimes people are like that. But it would be face-to-face. You sit down and say, listen, blase, blase, and give the good reason. I think it's a cop-out to text. Or like when I see people find stuff on Twitter or Facebook, it's really a coward way. Just sit down like a person is adult.
That's right. I think that's a coward cop-out, too.
Yeah.
Well,
what
about doing it Facebook on Facebook inbox?
Oh,
that's those inboxes are tricky.
You wouldn't say.
I mean, you know, that's just like texting, so ain't no difference.
It is. It's
you
the
know?
Same thing as texting.
Yeah, it's just like texting.
Right.
It's the same thing.
It's
I mean,
the same
you push
thing
the
as
button
texting.
And they can't see it. It's the same exact thing. So.
Right.
That's
true.
Yeah, that's true.
Yep, it's
yeah.
the same thing. Like you said, let me see what the expression is like. Let me see if that you're breaking up with me
right.
because sincere about it. You know what I'm saying?
I can't handle it,
but I'd rather you do it face-to-face. Don't text me.
Right.
Of course.
Because
that's
I can't see your expressions if you are on the phone,
nah.
if you text it or inbox it. You know, uh-huh. I don't even want to hear it over the phone. You come
right.
to me face-to-face, so don't come at all.
Yeah, so
right.
you need to stop by. I'm going to holler at you for something. I got something to talk to you about. Let's sit down. Let's talk about
right.
this. You know
be
what I'm
adult.
Saying?
We're growing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, and
yeah.
okay, because we know you in a hurry, Barry. What
yes.
would you do
the
if
one?
You seen your mate butt naked?
Fucking naked.
Oh, if
what
you
would you do if you
saw naked?
Naked on Facebook or Instagram or something.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. That would be a good one. I would ask them to take it off if they're going to be with me. I mean, because it's like, if you're doing something like that, I guess you want other people to see it. That's a good question,
yeah.
though. That's a good topic, though.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So let me hear your girl. What's each one of your answers? What would you do?
Because yeah, we haven't even really answered the questions. We were so stuck on somebody picking us up with a broke down jalopy.
Barry, you didn't give us much time to chat about it. You just called in so quick that I had to put you
oh,
on.
I called too early. I'm sorry.
No, you
didn't.
You
never called too early.
Now,
yeah,
we appreciate
we prefer
that.
You call. The earlier the better. I'm just saying with you. We would prefer you call the earlier the better, please.
Yeah, because I just want to give you real support, you know, how that goes. So.
Thank you so much. We appreciate
yeah.
it.
Well, now, me, if I see my mate bucket naked on there, you might as well go and stay on there, buddy, because I don't know how long you've been doing it. You know,
yeah.
and at the end of the day, obviously, you're not mine totally.
Right, because you're trying to attract other people.
You're
advertising.
You're
advertising. Exactly. Yeah.
Listen.
A ratchet hot mess is what he is. Or
that's
he or she is the hot mess. You expose yourself like that on the social networking anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Let me speak
okay, there's one more, right? What's the last one?
No, you did them all.
No.
Oh, no.
Starting
a new relationship, but you said no.
No, he said no. You shouldn't have to change.
And then the face to face, and then yeah, you did them all with because the
uh-huh.
last one was about the butt naked.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Now, Rachel, what you want to say?
Oh, I was going to say, let me speak from experience. Now, I anyway, I didn't go on the dating site, but my mate was sleeping. And I took the phone and saw that he was on a dating site. So I go to, I don't know how to use, you know, his phone was more updated than mine was. So I'm just pushing off on the button. Next thing I see, a picture of his personal card on this this site to this to a couple of people.
So like, oh, showing that pee-pee. Oh, my gosh.
So my answer would be definitely black the heck out.
that's the first reaction.
That's the first reaction, but definitely cut that off. Cut that off.
Oh, yeah.
It's not cool. That's not cool. I mean, if they want to keep it up, then it is still looking for somebody else who's trying to advertise. So.
That's the bottom line. Yeah, you're out there. You're promoting yourself now. You're marketing yourself. So it's like maybe it's time for us to do whatever you're gonna do. What it is you're gonna do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, we get ready to put it right here.
Yeah, now he wasn't just it wasn't just a normal,
wait a minute, one at a time, because we hear both of y'all talking. Barry and Rachel.
Paper pork chop.
All right, go ahead, Barry.
Pork chop.
What?
Oh, Jesus. See, I should have kept on talking.
Listen, when the cat's away, my sister will not play.
Bye, boy. And you stop calling me some pork chop.
All right, hello.
That's your pork chop, all right.
I'll talk to you girls next week.
All right, guys.
Enjoy your trip.
God bless and condolences to Lavina and safe travels. For her
all
right. All right.
Thank you.
All right, I'll talk to you next Wednesday. God bless.
All right, you too,
thank
baby.
God bless.
Okay, bye, girl.
Bye-bye.
But that is too funny.
Yeah, well, at least he's a supporter. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
Faithful.
Exactly. Well, see, that goes back to our show last time. Would you rather love or loyalty? So
right.
You
know.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have somebody that's really loyal to you. You'll end up falling in love. And it doesn't have to be in a sexual love or anything like that. You understand what I'm saying?
True.
So it's just a genuine person, somebody that you can actually attach yourself to. So
that's true. But, you know, I want to speak on the breakup part.
Yeah.
Don't send me no dumb message. Because, number one, I'm not going to reply to it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't inbox me with no dumb stuff because I'm not applied to it. If you
mm-hmm.
have something you need to say to me, I'm grown, you're grown, and I feel like the only reason you don't want to meet face-to-face because this is something you've been doing all along. And not only that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, seriously.
I know, but listen, on the flip side of that, though, sometimes people really have... They have problems expressing themselves. They really don't know how.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
If you was man enough to come to me to get with me, be man enough to leave.
But I understand what you're saying, too, on that note, but a lot of times that's because I'm telling you, my dad did that. He texted me. He said, I called you. A lot of times I don't know how to express myself. I don't know how to say the right words or whatever. And, you know, I can understand that, too. So a lot of times people really don't know the right things to say. They don't want to come.
It might
be easier for them to text, but I mean, personally, I'd rather the face to face. Let's iron it out.
It hurts though when you have one of those people who appear to have a lot of confidence and they appear to kind of say all that, but yet come to find out several years into the pain and the hurt. I was afraid to express myself. I didn't know how to express myself. Okay, well, you walked around with so much confidence and so much confidence that you made me believe that you were just trying to be the Mac and got me hating you.
Right,
you know?
Right. That's true, too. But yeah, it's crazy. I think it is, but I think texting is the coward way. Everybody does it now. I kind of hate texting because it just takes up so much time. You got to sit.
It really do.
I'm like, I don't really want to go through all that.
You
know what I mean?
Because this could be a whole other topic. Because, you text me.
And you just opened
up a whole
that
you're around somebody that
yes.
you don't. You could be around someone that you don't want them to know that you even dealing with me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, come on.
A hideout.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
A hideout.
You know?
I always say that, too. The important people, the really important people in my life have have my home phone number. They have my number. We actually speak on the telephone. We're not just texting back and forth all day, every day, or whatever. No.
The only way that we
physically speak on the phone. So
is that you at work, you know, and you actually sneaking, you know, just...
Right, I mean, there's a time and a place for that, exactly. You know what I'm saying? Like, now you got people that's texting in church, so, you know.
Yes, taking pictures, selfies in church. Come on, for real?
Selfies in church, oh, wow.
You know, because I got a text one day, and he was saying... I was like, well, what you doing? I'm in church. You in church? Why are you texting me?
Yep.
You know, so my thing is, if you can text me while you're in church, get on the phone and talk to me.
All right. You might as well get up and go to the bathroom and call me then. How about that?
And listen, let me hear the preacher.
Just put the phone on speaker and let me listen to
this. Listen, because, see, I know you don't go to church like that. So,
you
know,
you go and
call me and let me hear the preacher, the choir, somebody.
You know what? Yeah. But, yeah, something is just, I mean, like you said, it's people has made it a way of life, and it's just, you know, I think it's a cop-out way. I think it's a cop-out.
You know, and putting your phone on mute and all of that.
Not only that, makes you lazy sometimes, too. Like, I don't feel like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. That's just me. That's just my thing. I'd rather you call me. I'd rather talk on the phone. Maybe I talk too much. Who knows? That's why I don't like text. I got too much to say to me. It's trying to type all of this stuff.
Maybe
I like to talk. Listen, I'm not going to sit here and be typing a whole daggone page of stuff. It's just not going to happen.
I can see you now, Diva.
Girl, listen.
I know people probably get tired of my mouth too, but hey, it is what it is. If you don't want me talking to you, you shouldn't have never got with me because you knew what I was like.
Yeah.
It ain't like I just started talking like that.
Yeah.
I could sit back with my feet up and listen to these two divas just go on for hours and hours. You two are long-winded, Lord. I love y'all.
I definitely do. I can go in.
That's why I'm telling you, I was a texting queen for them doggone 2.5 weeks. I had to keep my mouth shut. It was the worst part of my life.
Yep.
And I was still trying to talk. Hello.
Yep.
Yeah, you were whispering. Wow.
But you know, with that being said, Dons and Divas, the number 646-238-3838. Press that one. In the meantime, I guess we'll go to a song.
Okay, let me see who my dog is going off at.
GQ Palace. GQ Palace.
That's a brand name. Like Pepsi, that's a brand name. I stand behind it. I guarantee it. They know that, even if they don't know me any more than they know the chairman of General Mills.
Hey, it's Lavina, the Divine Queen. There's nothing better to do on Wednesday night than spend my time with the Diva Squad, chilling, 7 to 9 p.m. Love fantasy. Butter, baby.
About the oven.
Palace Radio.
Walking around like you own it. Turn you down, grab a style, now I'm all it. I blow that body, kiss it so delicious, girl. In my fridge, kid, can you take a couple licks while I'm kissing on your lips? Let me make your body drip. In my fridge, kid, can see you go with passion. Ooh, she like it nasty. Wanna have you gasping. In my fridge, kid, I'm sucking on that bottom lip, that bottom lip. I'm sucking on that bottom lip, that bottom lip. I'm sucking on that bottom lip, baby. Got you going crazy. Like an alcoholic at the bar, treat you like my favorite piece of candy out the jar. That's what you are, that's a little treat, baby, won't you let me eat X? You know, all over your body getting sexual. So I hope you're feeling hot, girl. Girl, I'm gonna kiss your baby squad, don't you tell a nigga stop, no.
Rich Money, and on Wednesday nights, I sit back, relax, and listen to the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio, Love Fantasy, from 7 to 9 p.m. Angie, Rachel, and T. We can do what it do, ladies.
I'm sucking on that bottom lip, that bottom lip. I'm sucking on that bottom lip, that bottom lip. I'm sucking on that bottom lip. All I wanna do is kiss it, it's the best way of expressing my affection, girl. Promise you ain't never gonna get it like this. I just wanna sing your mind into me. Only take this one kiss. Oh, 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 oh.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This Shay, and I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesdays, talking about I love it. Shout out to the GQ Palace. It's
now
Butter Baby.
Can you take a couple of let me make your body make it baby, girl. Can see you go with
your
body.
Won't
she like it
nasty?
Wanna have you gasping.
GQ Palace Radio.
I'm sucking on that bottom lip, that bottom lip.
Now,
that Trey Songz is official.
Man,
he is R. Kelly Jr.
And Keith Sweat, honey. That's that baby making music.
And you better know it.
Talking about sucking on that bottom, boy. Bye. You better go wild somewhere now.
I've never heard that song before.
I bet you listen to it now.
Meow. Sucking on that bottom lip.
Okay.
Yes.
Back to the matter.
At
you
hand.
Know what? We see you callers out there. You know, we know the lines are lit up. Press that one. Come on. You know, we know. Yeah, don't be afraid. We don't bite.
You have to be shy.
You ain't got to use your name. Just get on
your real name. We're not here to blow nobody. We ain't trying to blow nobody's spot up in the building.
Just,
we don't
just get on here and kick it with
calling under an alias. You don't have to use your name. Calling using an alias will never let the public know who you are.
You know, I'm going back to this little monkey and the wrench. Oh. That is hilarious.
That was funny. That one right there was funny because I mean, like I said, somebody with that kind of nerve to
that's
act.
That's true.
Because
I mean
it.
But especially if you'd have came off to be this, you know, this big hunk and, you know, you got it flowing and got it going on like this and that, and then you pull up in some mess like that. What? Well, you better go get that door fixed before you come and pick me up.
Right, right. No, I mean,
you know, because
somebody call or something. Like, really?
Right. Or, I mean, or either just say, yo, my car is in the shop right now, but I would really like to see you, you know. I would really like to go out, you know. If you got a car, you know, can we go in your car?
Right.
My car is on the blink right now. I mean, uh-huh, say something. Uh-huh. Don't pull up in no mess like that.
Exactly. Right. Yeah, don't
now,
be,
if we've been together
I
for a while, then, you know, that's a different story.
Yeah,
but our first date...
Yeah, that's a little bit disrespectful right there.
I mean, you know, you just low-rated me. And
yeah,
really
like,
disrespectful.
It ain't even worth the door that works. That's crazy.
Man.
Imagine.
And you know, most cars, you don't have no full seat. You got the console in between it. So I ain't climbing over Nathan.
Yeah, you
ain't
got
climbing.
The
I ain't climbing.
Four people can sit in the front seat.
Well, listen, as Lavina and Rick say, I ain't number 4 feet five, so I can't even put my legs up and get in there.
You
can't even run and jump in shit.
Exactly.
Wow.
Listen, like I said, bad as my wheels are, man, you better go somewhere. I ain't climbing.
Yeah,
and
like
look, I gotta almost have one of them stepping stools to get up in the SUV.
But as far as I was gonna answer what the other question about starting a new relationship and social networking.
I don't feel
you should give it up totally, but there's a lot of things that you probably, I mean, I guess it depends on how you're running your site. You understand what I'm saying? Now, if you were running your site as that single person and if you're going to be social networking like that and all that stuff and you're in a new relationship and it's a done deal that y'all know that it's been established that y'all in a relationship, you should change your statuses. Now your status should go from single to in a relationship and stuff like that. I think you should, you know, not give it up totally, but,
right,
you know, make a few adjustments, I should say.
Oh,
yeah.
You know what? You saying that, I seen something on Facebook the other day saying if you got in a relationship, but the person that you're supposed to be in a relationship with got single, you in a single relationship.
Hold on. Say that again, Diva.
Say that one more time, King.
If you got that you're in a relationship, right, with, okay, I'm going to say I'm in a relationship with Tom. Okay, if Tom got on his page, he's single, then I'm in a single relationship.
Yeah. Oh.
That is funny.
Wow.
Single relationship, girl.
You know, because I'm going to tell you, when it's got to be like that, unless the only way that I can see that happening is that we're not friends on Facebook for whatever reason.
Uh-huh.
You know, because me and my boo was like, honey, I think we was friends for maybe like 6 months when we first hooked up on Facebook. He started complaining about what was on my page. I started complaining about what was on his page. So we wasn't friends.
Uh-huh.
But he had in a relationship and so did I.
Right.
You know,
right.
But we couldn't put who we was in a relationship with because we wasn't friends. So,
wow.
You know, it was this simple. You know, you want to complain, but then you want to start talking junk when I say something bad on something on your page. Wait a minute. This goes both ways. You're not going to sit there and knock me for somebody saying, hey, baby, hey, sweetie. I have no control over these. What am I supposed to do, delete everything that somebody say? But
right,
then when I
right
say
right.
something to you, that's my friend from way. Okay, have you ever thought that might have been my friend from way back?
Right, right. Well, see, I
tell you what we do to solve all of it. I'll just delete you. You better not delete me, but I'm going to delete you. What? You you sound like a cop picking fool
I'm
right
not
now.
Only going to delete you, I'm going to block you, too.
And that's
well,
exactly
I'm
what I do,
you, I'm
going to
block you. Now you and you can't even go peek on my page. You know what I'm saying?
Listen,
I think social networking is rough for a lot of relationships, you know, because now, again, that's like the center of most people's lives nowadays.
Yeah.
And
this was 6 months
really
into the relationship.
Everything has been nothing but drama. You know what I'm saying? And that's a reality. I don't, people could, you know, say how they, but in my opinion, it's been nothing but drama. So it's like, as soon as something happens, first thing they do, go to social network with it.
Right.
You got a problem, and then look. And then when they see that person face to face, they ain't got two words to say.
It's a high, yeah.
But
you know, that's where a lot of this killing. A lot of killing steam up from Facebook because, see, you popping your lips on there. But
yeah,
then when you see
down.
That person, especially these guys, when these guys, see, they ain't talking no more. All they do is pull out the gat and they you're a done deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, all of, you know you're scared from the rip. But you got
mm-hmm.
a lot of mouth on Facebook.
Yeah.
You know.
You sure text a good
so,
game. You could type a good game.
My thing is, you know, I'm serious. Mute.
Mr. Money.
But like I said, they was into 6 months, right? And it's been 4 years, and we still ain't friends on Facebook.
I hear that.
But then you want to ask me, because a couple of his friends have friended me, right? Does so-and-so say anything to you? Does so-and-so say anything to you? Why you want to know?
See. Like I said,
you know, I mean, you know, if you wouldn't have been acting like you did, then we wouldn't even have to worry about this. You would have seen everything that be on my pages.
Let me tell you something, and it ain't even really about the social networking. The page itself is about them inboxes.
Thank you.
It's the inbox.
It's because I can't see that inbox.
You know what it is? People do so many inbox until they don't trust the other people that they're dealing with. You already know what you're doing in inbox. Now it's leading you not to trust nobody else because you know how you do. And now when somebody pull a U on you, you don't know how to handle it.
True. You know, so that cookie crumbles the same way, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, it was like a little serious ordeal going on about that for a minute.
And they're the same, though. They're the same. Don't go looking for something that you don't want to find or something like
True.
That.
True.
Yeah.
Well, you
shall find. That's what it is. And you may not be happy with the end result. That's what happened.
There came a time where I was paying for the phone bill, so I figured that I could check the phone. Oh, what did you say, girl? I'm paying the phone bill, so let me just check it while you're over there calling. I checked that phone, but by the time I think before I even put the phone down, before I put the phone down, I think it crossed inside his face or something. I saw so much mess on there. So be careful. Oh, yeah, I've learned some stories to tell. Be careful what you look for because you just might find it. Don't get upset when it happens because what you're looking for, you're going to find.
Absolutely. Trust me. Absolutely, and it's true. I mean, should it be there? No, but is it there? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Trust me, I learned that the hard way too. Like, you know what? Stop searching.
You know, and that's just like my people was like, you always complain about your phone. Let me go and get you a phone, put you on my plan. And I was like, all right. I don't know that next day. I started thinking. I said, "Oh no, I'm good." I started thinking. Right? I said, "That means he can put a locator on there. I can say I'm one place, and he'd be like, where was you last night?" I was at home. No, you weren't. You was in Philly. How you know where I was?
That ain't what the GPS said. That ain't what that tracking device read.
I mean, that means you tracking me like a kid.
Tracking you on
down. So I was like, no, I tell you what, you can buy me a phone. and I can just stay on my same plan with the same number and everything, then we ain't got to worry about nothing. No, no, mm-hmm. I was going to put you on my plan. You weren't going to have to pay for your phone bill. Well, sweetheart, you know what? I'll keep paying for my bill because I paid for the other one, so I'll keep paying for this one, too.
Absolutely. No, I got it. Go ahead. Thank you, but no thank you.
You know, but at first, I mean, I thought about that thing. I said, wait a minute. Yeah. I said, okay, babe, that sounds good. Mm-hmm. And the next day, I start shaking. I said, I mean, not that I'm doing nothing wrong.
You got to give them a reason to trust you, T. That's all.
Yeah.
You got to give them a reason.
buy me the phone, like I said. You know, you got access when you need to be access to me. So, no, you don't need that. You might as well be my husband.
I know that's right. If you like it, then you should have put a ring on it.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, so don't play with me. I'm too old for games. Only game I play is Candy Crush. But anywho.
I know that. And that thing getting on my daggone nerve.
Let's not get into it. That's why I say anywho. But, yeah, I mean, like I say, you get to a certain age, seriously. I mean, all jokes aside. It's time to stop doing stupid and dumb things.
Yeah, little
and you know, like you said with the texting. Come on, be a man about it. Come to me.
Come see me. Come stop
you
by
know,
the house.
Don't go to my friends.
If you wanted that booty call, you stop by. You call.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You call. Come on now.
Let's call a spade a spade. No. Call a spade.
Right.
If you wanted something, you would stop by. Or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
But like I say, like your girls say, just be a man about it.
Be a man.
You want to leave, go on. Won't right
now. Somewhere now.
But come in, be a man about it and come and tell me.
Or either,
you know, you have some that won't even call, you won't say nothing. And then when you do call, you know, they don't pick up their text like, well, you know, things have changed, and I think that no, dude, no, my man.
Uh-uh.
You know, you still the went out. You the punked out on me. That's what you did. You punked out.
Yeah,
you ain't cop out. You punked out.
Coward. You freaking coward. and it makes you mad because you want them to hear what you gotta say. Now I want you to hear what I gotta say. I don't want you to read nothing. I want you to hear it. I want you to hear my expression, my tone of my voice. You can't get that out of my text.
I leave you them derogatory messages, them nasty messages.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to hear me out. Because I'm going to say something to you that's going to make you call me.
And if you don't, then you got the issue. You can get...
You remember when I told you I did your uncle?
I
bet you call now. Because your uncle
well,
is way down here now.
You do have those people that you can't read them because the expression on their face is always the same no matter what. They're calm, mannered, no matter what. And you could text them all sorts of stuff and you know, and they won't text you back. And you call them, they won't answer their phone. But then when you see them, they still got that calm manner. What the heck kind of people, what kind of person is that? I still have not figured that person out yet.
Right. Someone who keeps the same demeanor?
Yeah, all the time.
I know. It's hard to pick them out, you know.
They can do something wrong. They could say something wrong. Now, in the same tone, I'm saying, that they're saying, the heck with you, they're saying, it's the same tone that they're saying, I love you. I'm talking, it's all a calm manner, very calm and just very, you know, sitting up tall and all this, no hands moving, none of that. And then you say something to them and they just look at you in the same fashion that they looked at you when you cursed them out or when you yelled at them or when you told them, they're just calm.
A person with strong, that doesn't really deal with emotion much. truth.
Okay.
That's
but,
the person
you know,
who doesn't
that, that's just
really
like,
has no emotion. You do when that's what you're dealing with. When the person has no emotion, they're gonna have the same reaction for everything. It could be somebody passed away or somebody had a baby, somebody getting married. They just don't have emotion. They just,
exactly.
And naturally, that's just how they—that's just how they were born, you know.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, they disconnected.
At any given time, that person could just blow the heck up. You
somebody
snap.
Snap.
Mm-mm.
Snap.
Them
that's
the
a dangerous situation.
Yeah.
Oh, lie. No
you know,
lie. I'm telling you.
Yeah, you definitely got
crazy.
To be careful and mindful of those type of people, you know.
Uh-huh.
And it's not that
they don't have emotion; they just know how to control them. They've learned how to control their emotion. So,
but you know, that's just like when somebody, you know, if you ask your mate, like, was you so and so, so and so, you know, and you start copping the attitude, you know what? You just told me what you was.
You get mad because they feel the same way you are.
Right. I mean,
that pisses you off. That makes you mad. And listen, I'm pissed off, and they just sitting there all nonchalantly. You be ready to fight.
I be like, why are you getting mad? I mean, why are you raising your voice? Because I'm tired of the stupid. What's stupid? I just asked you a question. Then you done went into a whole nother mode and mood. You just told me that this is what you was doing.
Ready
I ain't
fight.
Told you nothing. Yes, you did.
Funny.
But that like you say, some people, they just, it's like, well, whatever. You know, I don't care. She get mad all she want to. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the next breath, I love you. What?
Mm-mm. Yeah, right.
In the same manner that you was talking junk, you come out and say, I love you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You just cussed me out, now you love me.
Yeah. But, you know, some men and women, they like stuff like that.
Yeah, they do.
You know, you think it's real love, you know, when you getting your butt whooped and then the next thing you know that you laid up with him and no.
And
no, you got one time to put your hand on me anyway. Huh?
Some
we ain't
people,
going there.
I've read in a book that about relationship addiction that that person gets so used to the it's a habit.
Yeah, become accustomed.
Yes, they become accustomed to getting yelled at all the time, getting cursed at all the time. That when they have the opportunity to get out, or when they meet somebody who's totally opposite, they're so used to getting yelled at and getting cussed at and getting smacked and hit that they mess up that good relationship. Go back
that's
to that
right. That's true. Well,
I've been
like
used to it.
I've been there. Oh, yes.
That happens like that. Like you said, they're accustomed to the yelling and fussing all the time or whatever. And for the person that's doing the yelling all the time, they're control freaks.
Yeah.
You know, they're control freaks. That it has to be my way or no way. Or I'm going to yell, right?
Exactly.
But this bitter
what's bad is when you got two control freaks together, bumping heads. Oh, that's poison. That is.
That's
real toxic.
When you got two headstrong people,
And you know what? But them be the ones they end up staying together, and they constantly bump heads. But you know how can you enjoy
that? Until they get to the point where they about to kill each other. I tell you, poison.
I've just been informed that people are having problems getting through.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know what that is about. It's got to be on GQ Palace. Not GQ Palace.
Blog Talk.
Because we didn't have any problems, but people are having problems calling in. So you may have to hang up and call back a couple of times before you can get through.
Yeah.
So I just want to inform all our callers and listeners, you know, if you're having a problem, you may have to just hang up and call back.
Okay.
You know, sorry for the inconvenience. But
yes, we definitely are sorry because we love talking to our fans out there. Love kicking it with you guys over here at GQ Palace Radio.
Because you know we doing bigger, and better things every day, every single day.
It's fun, baby.
And you know it because we got something for everybody. We got something for everybody, not just the young, the old, the in between. You know, the hood rats, Wait a minute. Diva Rachel, can you come up with anything with some diva? I need to hear some diva mail.
I know I can. I got a few back from back. Yes, I do.
I knew you did.
And we can go to a song really quick while I pull it up in my computer. I would really appreciate that. Let's go to a song if we may.
Mm-hmm. You know what? We're gonna go to. Let's do another commercial. I want to hear a commercial.
All
right. Let's do
it. Engineer got it all ready for us. Whichever.
Let's do it.
You're beautiful, yes.
Don't forget, it's going down April 27, 2014. Nonstop Media Superstar Sunday at Club of Law, 3302 Queens Boulevard. Special guest judges, Coco Chanel, Jazzy Joyce, Cuban Link, our very own featured host for the featured acts, Rich Money, our showcase host, Steph Lover. It's gonna be crazy. $1,000 in hard cold cash. Also get your chance to be put in a magazine, GQ Palace Magazine, and on the air, GQ Palace Radio with your host, Rich Money. It's going down. You don't wanna miss this. It's Butterfly.
GQ Palace. GQ Palace.
That's a brand name. Like Pepsi, that's a brand name. I stand behind it. I guarantee it. They know that, even if they don't know me any more than they know the...
You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio.
GQ Palace has
GQ Palace. GQ Palace.
That's a brand name. Like Pepsi, that's a brand name. I stand behind it. I guarantee it. They know that, even if they don't know me any more than they know the chairman of General Mills.
It is now time for Rachel with the Diva Mail. Diva Mail. For Rachel with the Diva Mail.
Because we've been having so much feedback with the Diva Mail. So we've been doing, you know, because I get so many emails. I push them aside, and that's how I was able to bring this up. So here we go. Are you Divas ready for this Diva mail?
Let's go. Drop that ball.
Okay. Now, dear Divas, I am the mother of 6 kids.
Damn.
She doesn't say her age. I am the mother of 6 kids, 4 different baby fathers. I am very, very articulate. I have a degree. I have a part-time job and am on partial public assistance. However, I seem to have a hard time finding and keeping a mate. Is there a way that I can attract and keep a man with 6 kids?
Wow. That's a lot of baggage.
Yeah.
And then you got a lot of baggage with them baby daddy. You got 4 of them. Not 1, but 4.
Wait.
Yes.
Hold
on. Wait a minute. Rewind. But you know what? It's somebody for everybody.
Exactly.
But he's going to have to take... It's going to take a hell of a man to deal with all of that. Seriously. Well, you know what it is? It depends on how she's running her household. So it seems like she got a good head on her shoulders. Understand, you know, but you know, 6 kids. How old? She didn't say how old the kids and stuff were.
No,
because if they're babies. It's hard. It's hard getting into a relationship with a lot of babies.
And she can't have the assistance. Yeah. She ain't got no job.
It's demanding. The time is demanding when it comes to taking care of those kids. It's like, well, how are we gonna have some time for us if we got all these kids here? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. And it's hard enough. Making it, you know, it's hard enough doing it with 1 or 2 kids, but she's
right.
We have another caller on before we go too deep into the Diva Mail. Kia, are you there?
Hi.
Hey, Kia.
Hey, Kia.
Hi.
What's going on?
You?
How is everybody?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. I just heard about 6 kids.
There's much more than that.
Yes.
That's just the icing on the cake. There's much more than that.
Damn.
I heard something about some 6 kids.
Well,
we got
Divas,
all kind of goodies for you today.
Divas, we're going to rewind and go back to the topics really quick, and then we're going to go back to the Diva Mail.
Okay.
Angie, you want to give yours or you want me to do mine first?
You can go ahead and do yours first.
Okay. Da-da-da-da. What was that?
That was me dropping a bomb.
Oh, okay. Kia, are you listening?
Uh-huh.
If your date came to pick you up and you had to climb the window of the car to get in, would you still go on that date?
Yeah. I have to find it. I am not climbing nobody's car with my shoes or dress that I have on. I'm not climbing a car. I
he had a lot of nerve showing up with a car like that.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, Ed. Or you had to sit in the back seat because you couldn't get it. Oh, my goodness. I can't with that. I can't. All right, Kia. But our original topics, we're going to go to the original topics tonight. Tonight we have 3 questions tonight. So the first one is, when starting a new relationship, should you give up your personal social networking sites for your new mate? That's the first question. You want to answer that first before I give you the other ones, or you want me to give you all 3?
Wait a minute. Should I give him my social network?
Yeah. So should you give up your social networking for your new mate?
Oh, I don't think so. No.
Okay. Now, the next question is, if your mate broke up with you for no reason, would you rather them do a face-to-face or via text message?
You know what, Andy? And Rachel, I could care less. I know one thing, his ass better not ever dial my damn number again.
Okay, I heard that. Forget all about my number.
I don't care. I really don't care. Believe me, I do not care. But I tell you one thing. Keep that now. Call to say jack nothing.
Jack, hey. I hear that. Listen, now, if you join a new group on Facebook or Instagram or something, and when you got accepted, when you went on the site, you saw a naked picture of your mate, what would you do? How would you handle that situation?
I'm gonna take a lot of those pictures and I'm gonna hang them up all around his apartment, or if he lives with me, I'm hanging them up.
Because it's like, what the heck are you doing on these sites, buck naked?
You're right, because I'm hanging them up. I'm gonna take a picture. I'm gonna print all those pictures out and make copies of the pictures. And the person that's been stapled or whoever's gonna be looking at me, because they're gonna be seeing why they're making the damn copies. And I'm hanging them everywhere.
Yeah, but now we're going to put you on blast. You want to market yourself? Let me help you.
You want to be a choice? Let everybody see when you walk in the house. You never know if you're coming home with a friend or somebody. They're going to see your naked self all around the house.
Might put one in the window.
Yeah. Right on the door.
When he
ready, open the door.
Yeah, I'll hang it right there. Bam. Or either go to his job and put him all on his car. Post on the put it on his windshield. Like promoting him. Yeah, let's go. That's what you want to do. You want to show your jank all over the place? Let me help.
Yep, exactly. That's how you get him. I tell you what,
that's
crazy.
You want
to go down, he'll take it down.
Yeah, I know that's right. I'll probably be liable to deck him in the eye or something, though.
Oh, God.
I ain't lying.
Embarrass him first.
That's crazy.
Embarrass him first.
But, as far as somebody breaking up with you and you know, come see me face-to-face with it. Don't send me no text message.
No,
that's
not,
a coward. You know
what?
That's a coward.
I'm not even worried about it. Yeah, I'm not even for that no more. You know, it is what it is. I know one thing. Don't call and say, you know what, I used to get that call the second time and say, you know, I was wrong. I don't hear you about you being wrong. Don't even dial my number.
Cowards do stuff like that, though. You know what I'm saying? They know how to find. They know how to find a way out. Believe it.
Yeah.
You know.
Once they lose something good that they have, they'll realize later. They will realize later what they have lost. Believe me, I'm a witness of that. And it's like, you know, I'm going through a situation now. But you know what?
Me
like
too.
I told my mother, I trust God for everything.
I know that's right.
And I don't even be for all this other extra stuff, please.
That's me too now with my ex. Now he's like, oh, what happened to us? What the shoulda, coulda, wouldas, and you know, start making all kind of excuses for why we're not. Listen, sit down and ask yourself that. I know what happened. I know why we're in this position. You understand what I'm saying? You're not willing to accept what happened. So, you know, I gave you the answer to what happened. You don't think I got the right answer. So sit down and ask yourself what happened.
Ain't
that like they laptop? You know what? Ain't nobody get that no more. You know what? It is what it is. I'm not even out here seeing a text message or email. I know one thing. Don't doubt my number no more. Yeah.
Kick rocks with that bullshit.
Ooh. Oh.
Oh.
Mew.
Mew.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Oh my god, I just patted myself on the lips. Y'all excuse my French out there, the English just didn't work right. I'm sorry. GQ Palace Radio.
Listen, I was listening to Steve Harvey the other morning, and we all know that Steve Harvey has changed his life around, and he's done fabulous. I'm so proud of him, and I know that so many of us are. He says, we need a whole different category of man. We need a whole different category of people. Clifton Christians, he said.
Oh, my God. I was listening to that.
He said, there's some of us, we say we Christians, but we're not all the way where we're going to get yet. You know, we're not always there. God is still working on us. So every once in a while, us cussing Christians, you know, we let out a little something that we're not.
Right. Yeah. That one or two words just slipped out, like, you know, I just caught myself. Excuse me.
Yes.
Yeah, because they was blasting him about him cursing. Like, you cussing so much. Hey, yeah, I cuss.
Cussing Christians, he said.
Cussing Christians. Oh, my God, that is too funny. Oh, can you imagine? Ah, that is funny. But I had to mute myself real quick. Mute. Again, shout out to Lavina. We got you, Diva. We got you over here at the Palace.
Oh, Rachel, happy belated birthday.
Thank you, Gia.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm so tired.
But
happy belated birthday.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right.
I appreciate it.
Kia.
Love.
Thank you.
Yes.
Kia.
Yes.
We asking everyone to keep Lavina and her family in prayer. She lost her uncle, and they will be traveling tomorrow or Friday. We had a moment of silence at the beginning. So
okay.
We keep her and her family and everybody in prayer and everything to safe travel and, you know, just condolences.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We love you, Lavina. We love you.
Yes, we do.
Lord, Monkey Wrench,
we
got
you back.
Monkey Wrench. Barry is back on the line.
Hey.
Barry.
So, what's the Diva Mail? I didn't hear it.
You missed.
Okay. You also missed my new introduction, too.
Yes.
I'm in love.
You gotta let me hear it next week. I'm sorry.
Okay. Here we go. Diva Mail.
Hey, Rich.
Dear Divas, I am the mother of six kids. Four different baby fathers. Hey. I am very articulate. I have a degree. I have a part-time job and am partially on public assistance. However, I seem to have a hard time finding and keeping a mate. Is there a way that I can attract and keep a man with six kids?
I got a good answer for this because I went this weekend to Rockville to give my testimony because I was on this conference call thing for like 5 months, and there was a person, two of y'all probably know her. But she has six kids, right? And I never met her. And I used to talk to her and everything. And she's the one that got me in the call and everything. So I just wanted to give back to the church or whatever else. And the funny thing is, I told T this, is that all her shots are like headshots, like, you know, on Facebook or whatever. And it was so funny. It was all headshots. So when I met her, she was like 100 pounds heavier. And
did he get cut off?
Mm-hmm.
He might have.
Oh.
He's on the train. Sound like it's raining where he at. No, he's on the train.
Okay.
Did
he get extra pound heavier?
100 pounds heavier.
100
extra.
Ooh.
Oh.
Wow.
That's not true.
Yeah, you have to pay attention to people's pictures and stuff like that, though. I'm glad that kind of he brought that up because, you know, you get so fooled. You can be really fooled by you know, things people put on the internet. You know, you can portray yourself into whatever you want it to be on there. You know, we've had this conversation before.
True.
How, you know, people could put whatever they want to on the internet.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Yeah, of course people go put, they make $100,000 and all. Yeah, you made it on the
phone.
You
know
what?
I always thought Facebook, you know, I didn't get on Facebook in 2012, guys, because I just didn't think Facebook was all that. Everybody was talking about something. Only reason I got on Facebook when my cousin told me that they talk a lot about sports, a lot of sports groups. That's the reason why I got on Facebook.
Yeah.
And then I started coming on Facebook. And then a lot of my family members are mad because I haven't added them to, they don't talk about nothing, so why should I add them to my face?
Right.
I got Facebook people. I don't want to hear nobody cursing somebody out or you got drama.
But you know what? My thing is, with that, you know, just taking headshots, don't even play yourself out like that, because you don't know when you're going to run into that person, especially if you're trying to show interest in them. You know what I'm saying? Exactly.
See who you are.
That's that technology we were talking about. That's that technology where you got people out there with all this foolery going on, and like you're fooling people. Now you, like I said, that Chinese man sued his wife for being ugly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then you have these people that need to hold back a little bit, and they just take pictures of a nasty house, nasty bathroom.
That's ratchet. That's boogerism.
That's a new word.
Put that in the Ebonic dictionary. What boogerism?
you got sheets up to your under your feet dirty. Mm-hmm. Your kids got snotty nose. Please.
Yeah,
just
hanging to their knees and all that.
Come
on now.
And listen, they profiling and styling with the hands on the hips, smiling, and all that junk, a broken jester drug, and a brokenness, and half of a mirror. Please, when y'all take pictures, make sure that the background is presentable.
My thing is what I'm really sick of is them bathroom pictures. Why is everybody taking a daggone picture in the daggone bathroom?
I know. You see the toilet and the tub and
bathroom selfies.
Yeah.
I think it's just so funny.
And be grinning real hard.
And look, I was laughing one day. So let me see if I know how to take me a selfie in the bathroom. Where this go?
But you know what I like about my phone? Because all I got to do is turn it, it'll do the front or the back.
Front face.
Because all of that looking in the mirror and you got to do this and do that.
The
bathroom curtain showing.
Well, I'm not into taking selfies. People got to, can you take a picture of me, please?
Listen, I used to like taking pictures and everything like that. But, honey, some of these pictures I've seen on Facebook, Instagram, stop it right now.
Yeah. Some of the videos are even worse.
Oh,
but now, I'm going to put it like this. It will be some pictures up there after the weekend or during the weekend because I will be with my family, and I love taking pictures with my family now.
Oh.
I hear that. I still use a regular camera. I still use a real camera. I don't take all pictures with my phone. I hate taking pictures with my phone.
I take with camera, too. I'm the same.
Yes, I still develop pictures and all that stuff. I have boxes.
Because you can keep those. You know, those are keepsakes.
Yeah, you put it on your phone. Your phone die out in the water and all that stuff. You might have them in your Google account, but that's just too much work.
I agree. I just think this is too much. They take these pictures and they just, I don't know. I'm going to speak for myself. Everybody that I know outside you guys, I even know, and they're my, you know, sorority. I just know. It's just everybody else. I just think you don't need to have 5,000, 3,000. Who are you about?
Thank you.
I don't even know these people. With the same clothes on, you got, 40 pictures with the same outfit on? Just a different way you stand and all you look.
Yeah, a different
pose to me. That is so stupid to me.
Well, see, personally, I like change. So, and then you could go look, you could see in my pictures how many different hairstyles I have in my pictures. You very seldom see me with the same hairstyle. I change it every week. You're like, oh, you got a different hair. Long 1 week, short the next week, on the next week. Come on now, listen.
Hey,
but that's me.
Excuse me.
You know how I feel. Bless you. But I like using a regular camera, you know. And I went out, I bought my daughter a camera for her birthday, a nice expensive camera, and she don't even use it. I said, guess what? I'll use it.
I know that's right.
This camera's cost a lot of damn money, you know.
I don't even like talking about cameras and video cams and all that. I don't know what happened to mine. I'm still upset about mine.
What happened?
I guess it just walked out of my daughter's place, you know.
Oh,
too expensive, digital and a webcam. Mm. Girl, I was so upset with that cam. I ain't speak to her for a while. Because you don't tell me you don't know what happened to her. Well, you need to watch your surroundings.
Mm-hmm. Better be aware. Gotta be aware of them surroundings.
You know, because things don't just get up and walk out.
They growing up though, so they don't have legs.
Thank you.
They grow them
and they
somehow.
Show them fly. They
grow
them and fly.
Wings or something.
You
already know.
It has definitely been a good one tonight. Ooh-wee.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't never had that many topics. But I had to throw that one in
there. What? Barry come back on with us. He must be in a crazy...
I tell you, with being on that train, he probably lost connection or something. One.
No.
Bad connection.
Yeah, but... We definitely did have very interesting topics tonight, and, you know, for our internet users, you know, call in next time and get on live with us,
646-200-3838.
Again, I'm going to say the number slow, 646-200-3838. And I'm down
what?
With the squad over here on the catwalk.
And again, Kia, did you have problems getting through?
Well, no, I called when I got to the city because I was stuck on the subway and I knew I was going to call then. So when I got back I got back to Jersey, I called.
Okay. Well, for those that were trying and couldn't get through, again, we apologize for the inconvenience, but it's not on GQ Palace's end. It has to be on Blog Talk Radio. So, I mean, if anybody got anything else to say or, you know.
No, ma'am, no, ma'am.
No announcements or whatever. But, again, on the 27th at Club Valor is going down Nonstop Entertainment. It was interesting. I went to the last event they had there, and you know, some talent, a lot of strange talent got up on the stage and everything, you know, and but a lot of people, you know, they really work diligently, and when it comes to music, they you know, they try to put in their hardest. Not everybody has it. You know, they have the heart, but not the talent. So, but that's just how it is. You know what I mean? So, but it was cool. It was cool. The Steph Lover, they was all cool. Coco Chanel and Jazzy Joyce, they was all cool people. We sitting there, you know, chopping it down with them and everything. And it was funny because Elias was in the building too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was funny because he came over. It was like, he was two sheets under the wind, you know. He was like, oh, I'm supposed to do a drop for y'all, right? What y'all want me to say now? The music is on 1,000. It was funny. Me and Lavina was cracking up because he was dead serious.
Oh,
I said, yes, you are supposed to do us a drop, but it just can't happen right now. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, Aries, what is it? Aries?
Huh? Elias.
Elias.
Yeah.
Elias.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Follow me.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Beautiful. Actually, one of our commercials, we playing his music. Beautiful.
Yeah. That's his new song.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So,
I guess I don't know.
We can go to a song.
We have time. We can
do that. Go to a song, please. Everybody just hold on. And
all right.
We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.
You're beautiful, yes.
Don't forget, it's going down April 27, 2014. Nonstop Media Superstar Sunday at Club Allure, 3302 Queens Boulevard. Special guest judges, Coco Chanel, Jazzy Joyce, Cuban Link, our very own featured host for the featured acts, Rich Money, our showcase host, Steph Lover. Is going to be crazy. $1,000 in hard cold cash. Also get your chance to be put in a magazine, GQ Palace Magazine, and on the air, GQ Palace Radio with your host, Rich Money. It's going down. You don't want to miss this. It's Butterbean.
GQ Palace. GQ Palace. GQ Palace.
That's a brand name. Like Pepsi, that's a brand name. I stand behind it. I guarantee it. They know that, even if they don't know me any more than they know the chairman of...
GQ Palace. GQ Palace. GQ Palace.
That's a brand name. Like Pepsi, that's a brand name. Stand behind it, I guarantee it. They know that, even if they don't know me any more than they know the chairman of General Mills.
My life had ups and downs till you came in and changed my whole world. I know without you here, boy, things would not be quite the same. No, it's because of you that I do the things that I do.
The Diva Squad.
The Diva Squad.
The Diva Squad.
This Shay, and I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesdays, talking about I love them. Shout out to the GQ Palace. It's Butterbean, Butterbean, Butterbean.
Tuned in to
GQ Palace Radio. Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad.
The Diva Squad.
The Diva Squad.
My Baby by Naya. Some new music.
Oh, nice.
I kind of like that.
Yeah, different.
Yeah.
This is my first time.
Everybody can hear?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Well, unfortunately, Divas, we've come up on that time where time is of essence. And, Kia, you want to have a final say?
No, I just enjoyed it. Of course, I enjoy Wednesday when I can get out early and then try to get back to Jersey and call into the show.
Uh-huh. And we appreciate you, too.
And that was it. And again, happy belated birthday, Rachel. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, Rachel.
Yes, yes, yes. We already know I always give honor to God first and foremost, because without God, there would be no us, there would be no GQ Palace. I want to thank GQ Palace, because without GQ Palace, there would be no Coach. Shout out to our CEO and our executive. Condolences to the family for your loss. We pray for safe travel and for a healthy healing. I want to thank my our other hosts of all the other shows that we do have. And I want to thank my Diva host, T and Angie. I love y'all.
Love you too.
I want to thank tonight's callers, Barry and Kia, and all the listeners on the web and on the phone. Next time, press one. Join in on the conversation. We would greatly appreciate it. I'm going to pass the mic on over tonight.
All right. And Rachel actually said it in a nutshell for me, you know, thank all of our GQ Palace supporters and, you know, the callers and the listeners and everybody, our CEOs, thank God for all opportunities. And, just catch us same time next week. And I'm going to pass the mic over to Diva T.
The cougar.
Like I say, it's no sense in repeating what's already been said. You know, we do what we do and how we do it. And as you noticed, GQ Palace is doing great big things with our commercials and everything like that. But
the brand.
Thursdays, you can tune in to Reality and Relationships with your hosts, KL and Tiffany Belvin, from 8 to 10. Friday, Love and Entertainment with our very own CEO, host, Rich Money, from 6 to 9. Sunday, Spiritual Sunday, with our executive producer, which is our host, Lavina Polite, from 7 to 9. Immediately following her is Crossroad Temple with your host, Timmy Scribby Hunter, from 9 to 10. On Mondays, UAR, Unsigned Artist Radio, the host varies from 8 to 9. Immediately following that, Love, Life, and Loyalty with your host, Deanne Lane, from 9 to 11. On Tuesdays, you got GPS Sports with the host, the mayor, from 8 to 10. And then you're right back with us on that Wednesday, same time, same place, Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad, myself, Rachel, and Angie. And we hope you all have a great week, rest of the week. We praying for safe travels for Lavina, praying for safe travels for myself. And we're praying for the Williams family and the Polite family, everybody. Praying for everybody.
And we'll say this. We love y'all.
Love y'all, too. And we are out of here.
You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio, Love Fantasy, with the Diva Squad. The Diva Squad.
Hey, hey, it's Lavina, the Divine Queen. There's nothing better to do on Wednesday night than spend my time with the Diva Squad, chilling 7 to 9 p.m. Love Fantasy. Butter, 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 butter.
GQ Palace.
You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio, Love Fantasy, with the Diva Squad. The Diva Squad.
Hey, hey, it's Lavina, the Divine Queen. There's nothing better to do on Wednesday night than spend my time with the Diva Squad, chilling 7 to 9 p.m. Love Fantasy. Butter, 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 butter.